Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, baddies. Welcome to the mini-sode. This is going to be more fucked up than usual, so enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I mean, the topics tonight are ridiculous, so.
Well, we do have a good show planned for you, even though it's a mini-sode. We're going to play an oldie but a goodie, which is walk down the aisle or run for your life.
Run for your life.
Run for your life. But before we get into that, we need to discuss something that's been really bothering me that I need to talk to you about. Do you know who Travis Kelce is?
Yeah. He's that, like, football player with crazy swag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking great description.
Yes,
Alan, right? I just sent a picture of him in the group chat. Do you agree that he's smoking hot?
Who, he plays for Kansas City? I mean,
I don't even know what team that was.
He looks like a fuckboy.
Yeah, like he's sure he has a beautiful black fiance. Like, he just fucking crushes it. Like, he just...
Oh, that's the Arizona Cardinals, not the... Whoops, I gotta correct that before, like, somebody comes for me in the comments.
Yeah, I just know they're the red team.
Wait, but I feel like he did play for the Kansas City, no?
Maybe. Maybe you're looking at two different uniforms, Alan.
I think he is. I think he did play for Kansas City. I don't know why I think that.
Do I have to be the adult here and Google this?
Yeah, Travis Kelce. Athlete chaser team. For 2 seconds.
All right. He was on the Chiefs, Buccaneers, Packers, Broncos, a lot of teams. Wait, the Lakers. Isn't that basketball? Wait, this is not right.
That's definitely not right. Okay, I can see his helmet, though, in this one. All right, that's Kansas City. The KC.
Yeah, it is. I was pretty sure about that. Okay.
All right, so dude is hot. He's got a girl gang on Twitter, and like, he is a legend.
He had a reality show.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, and
did.
I loved it.
Well, I have some bad news, everybody. Travis Kelce shaved his beard.
Yo, what is happening?
I just sent y'all a picture, and everyone at home, if you Google Travis Kelce hot,
no, everyone at home, don't Google it.
All right.
Ew, what the fuck?
This proves a theory that I have.
Mm-hmm.
What is your theory?
Which is,
I have one.
When you've got the scruff, which is like him, he doesn't have like a full beard. It's got like that manicured part. Like, you look like a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you shave, you look like a dad. Because he went from fuckboy to I'm a 40-year-old man.
Yes. But wait, no. Beards are men's makeup. This is like watching a girl fresh out of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is disturbing on multiple levels.
This is how I felt fucking waking up this morning, because I shaved last night. I just have a mustache left, and I was like,
why would
damn
you do
it,
that?
Every time I do this, I feel like I look like a fucking dad. I was laying down, and I was like, this shit is itching and is annoying. I was like, I'm going to fucking shave it. And literally, after just like one pass, I was like, fuck, I do this every time.
I mean, this is a tragedy. Right? This is
devastating. If you can grow a solid beard, you should always keep it at like a one at the barber and like never go shorter. A little bit of scruff, just a shadow even, I'll take, but never a bare face.
I mean, yeah, for people at home, this man, I can't describe the change. It's just upsetting.
I can. He went from using Viagra for fun to he has to use it for his ED now. That's what it looks like.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Wait, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, that sums it up. That sums it up. You know, the fucked up thing is too, like, we didn't know this man pre-beard. You know what I mean? Like, it is a long con.
I feel invested in his
beard. You know, one of my friends is engaged to this guy, and when he shaved his beard, she found out he had no chin.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God.
She was engaged. What is she supposed
like
to do?
I feel attacked.
Like being hatfish. No, Alan is right. Alan is right. He had like this luxurious long hair, and now he like army buzz cutted it.
Yep.
This is
the hair. Cause like he wouldn't look that bad if it wasn't the buzz cut and no beard.
Right. It's like double.
One
yeah.
or the other, and you're okay. But, like, you lose both?
Oh, my
Woof.
God.
Woof.
Wow.
I hope he lost a bet. Like, I hope it was, like, something training wrong. Camp. Someone was like, all right, you do this. You got to shave.
I agree. This is unacceptable behavior.
So I had a friend that was dating this guy. They got engaged, and on her wedding day, now this man had a beard, like I'm talking, he had a shaved head and a beard like Osama bin Laden, like thick, thick, luscious beard, okay? Like a beard you don't fuck with. And it worked because this man had no hair on the top of his head, so it just worked. Fucking, she gets to the church. She's about to walk down the aisle, and she looks at the other end. This motherfucker shaved his beard the day of his wedding. She had never even seen him without a fucking beard. She didn't know the man without a beard. So he's got bald head, no hair on his face. She said she fucking started crying. She was so upset. Could you imagine?
No, you don't do that shit on your wedding day.
On your fucking wedding day. And, like, that's enough for me to leave somebody, like, when I see what's really under there.
Yeah.
Rachel got upset.
To call off the whole wedding.
Rachel got upset with me because, like, 3 weeks before our wedding, I shaved just my chin. So I had, like, the mutton chops going with the mustache.
I remember that.
Tracy doesn't remember anything, but she remembers your mutton chops.
I looked like I, like, ran a railroad back in the 1850s, but not successfully.
Why did you do that?
I thought it'd be funny.
I feel like from when you do that, we should call you Prospector. Instead of daddy.
Prospector. I'm down for that.
Those people who like dig gold.
I'm down.
I told her that I was gonna do it the day of our wedding too, and she literally told Taj, she was like, You can't let him touch the razor.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean it's something you just don't do. You don't make drastic changes on an important day.
Mm-hmm. And like I think it's the woman that gets a lot of the bad rap for this a lot of times. You know, men will be like, oh, she's putting on too much makeup on her wedding day. I don't even recognize her. I'm always like, shut the fuck up. And then meanwhile, they're over here catfishing us with their beards. And you, Tracy, dropped a great line, which was hatfishing. Do you want to explain hatfishing to our audience?
Oh, hatfishing is disgusting. It's this despicable behavior where men wear hats all the time so you can't see their receding hairline. And then all of a sudden, they're sleeping, and you're like, what in the fucking 60-year-old man am I dating? It's the men who are holding on to their hairlines who will not shave it, and then they just hatfish you.
They hatfish you. I've seen dudes that look like tens with their hats on.
Tens.
They take that hat off, and oh, my Lord. You got an egg-shaped head. He got a shaped head that's like an egg, and he's got
your hairline is drunk. It's literally like all over the place. It's stumbling, it's receding, it's going back, it's going front. You're not sure.
So, you know, girls are the ones that get shit all the time. Oh, you wear fake eyelashes, you wear a hat and a beard, bro. There
yeah,
ain't no difference.
That's the same shit.
I think
it's like having a Mac studio that lives on your face.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is worse because what they're doing, we're accentuating the things that are already nice about us, right? You're putting
also,
lip gloss on. You're saying, look at my lips.
When we go in the water, it all comes off. Their beard doesn't fall off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like what they're doing with the hat and the beard, it's covering half their face, half their head, and half 100%. The bottom half of their face. Women are just, you know, take a look at my lips. They're beautiful today. I put some red on them. You know what I mean? Like it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not down with this double standard nonsense with
yeah, no,
dudes.
I don't like it either. And they're like, do you get your lips done? I'm like, never heard a complaint so far. So so calm the fuck down there, sir. Yeah, I get my lips done. And they're like, but that's what my kids are going to look like. Yeah. And so what about the hairline?
Yeah. What about mutton chops?
What about your mysterious chin that goes away when your beard goes away?
Is there a jawline? Is there something out there, though, that can, like, I know you got hair plants. Is there something for like that for beards? Just asking for a friend.
Yes. I know somebody, and I can't say who's getting beard transplant, who's getting hair put onto his beard. Because his is spotty, and he's like, I want a thicker beard. And I'm like, I support this. I can't say who, but I know somebody.
You guys all know
who I'm talking about.
I've got like one spot on my face where it doesn't grow. And it's like the one spot I need for it all to actually fucking connect.
Wait, yes, but that's like, it's a big move to have it connect.
So sorry, Tracy, what's the process here of getting it done?
Okay, so he said, he was like, I think I'm getting beard implants. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, basically, I'm getting a hair transplant, but to my beard. And I'm like, I support this because his beard is definitely spotted. And like, it would just amp him so much more if he had more of it, a thicker. So I'm like, I think you should do it. Like, personally, I think this is going to get you bitches and it's going to kill the game.
Is it the same process of when men put hair on their head?
Yes, it's the same, but they're doing it on their face.
Because you know that shit's supposed to be like terribly painful. I can't imagine it on their face.
Good luck, but that's what he needs. Fuck. It. He needs it.
Do you have any idea on the cost? Like, did you ask him any? I would have asked him every question.
I mean, I will ask him. I don't give a fuck. I ask him about everything. But
yeah, like, I need to know more.
I'm interested to know. I want to say it's not covered. It's cosmetic. And I also want to say it's got to be around, like, $5,000-ish.
Should we do
Shit. Oh, fuck. I thought it was going to be less than that. And I was like, yeah, a friend would like to know. And now Alan is admitting he's the friend and not wanting to pay $5,000.
We'll do a GoFundMe for you, Alan.
I'm going to ask him for sure. I'm going to ask him. But I will definitely let you know, Alan, for just like research purposes. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think for sure that's what it is.
We could title the GoFundMe, Help Alan's Mutton Chops.
Oh, my God.
Yes, GoFundMe. Yes, do it.
I love when people call me a neckbeard, mostly because I know as a person, I'm like, I can't grow it anywhere else. Leave me alone.
Listen, we feel your struggle. We feel your struggle.
But at the same time, I'm also like, that's fine, because I'm one of those guys that doesn't have much of a chin. And so it's like, yeah, this is cool. We're good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of our chinless homies. You're a chinless homie.
Yeah. I got it from my mom. I get it
from my mama.
Every time I see her, I'm like, I hate that you did this to me.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we're going to take the super quickest break of all time and come right back and play this game.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number. Thousands of people try to call. You talk to one of them. They stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh. Somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
We know the story of boy meets girl, but what about girl meets girl? Or maybe boy meets girl and then they meet another girl? With Dipsy, the stories continue beyond the initial meetup. Come hear what happens behind closed doors. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy audio story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios so you feel like you're right there. Let me tell you, this is all the rage in my mom groups. Like, this is erotic, just stuff that women love. And we are always looking for different ways to maybe read a book. I mean, this is so much better than all of that. Listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush you never made that move on, or that coworker you've always had a thing for, or maybe a story that puts you into bed with someone who's telling you exactly what they'd like to do to you. They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter what you're into or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. Wink, wink. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended offer, 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples. Happy listening, you naughty baddies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right.
I'm also really excited to play this game that we have because I feel like this is like one of our most iconic games.
Oh, it certainly is. So for those of you playing at home, the rules are pretty simple. Well, we are taking questions from the baddies about their love life. And at the end of the question, it's, are you going to stay with this person, aka walk down the aisle, or are you going to peace out and run for your life? So we're all going to take votes. So
how many questions, how many stories do we have?
Unfortunately, too many. Let's get it started. You guys ready to play?
Yeah, I'm in.
Like, do we have a theme song for this?
I feel like you have a theme song for everything.
I think we do have something to play, Alan. It's just not a song, unfortunately, right?
No, we have a theme song.
Yeah, we do. Okay, excellent.
Shocking.
All right.
Shocking, purely shocking.
Let it rip.
Walk down the aisle. Or
run for your fucking life. This is crazy. Okay. Hooking up with a guy while I'm single and pregnant. He rubs my feet, smiley face. There's so much more to unpack here.
Sprint down the aisle.
Run, but down the aisle.
Is it his kid?
No.
A guy who voluntarily does things for you? Oh, no. What are we to do?
Okay. This is a whole nother discussion within a discussion, because when you are pregnant and dating, that's hard in itself. And to find a guy that will rub your pregnant feet is amazing. Yes. Walk down the aisle. Yes.
You run down the aisle for that one.
Wow. I need to know more. And does he have a brother for Tracy?
I hate you guys.
We never have sex, but he's so sweet and generous. Never been treated so good, but no eggplant emoji.
No. That's a run for your life. He's asexual.
Alan?
Does he do the other things? And does he do it well?
I need penetration.
Not everybody needs penetration, though.
Alan, please take that clip of Tracy saying I need penetration and make it a button for me to press during the show.
I hate you guys so much.
I need that as a soundbite, please.
Get you a sound. I need to get you a soundboard so it can just be
You don't understand. You don't understand.
I need penetration.
Yeah, bingo.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's just go over so sweet and generous. But
I mean, so sweet, I get it. But there's a lot of sweet guys out there. It's probably the ones you don't normally go for are the sweet guys. But also, I need somebody who needs penetration. What do you mean? How am I supposed to go without sex? Just because you're nice? You know how fast that's going to get annoying?
They make extenders.
Oh, my God. I can only use my vibrator so much for nice.
No. I mean, they actually make penis extensions that are like cock rings.
Yeah, but, I don't think his problem is size. I think he just doesn't want it.
Wait, what's a penis extension?
It's literally a dildo that is, you wear, a cock ring. And
oh,
it's
wow. That's aggressive. Yeah.
Wait, it who is. Wears it?
The guy wears it.
Damn. Over his cock?
Wow. Yeah.
Like a hat?
A hat?
I mean, sort of like a hat where your penis is inside of it.
What the fuck?
It's a weird hat, but yeah.
A raincoat.
More of a yarmulke?
Yeah, it's more like an Abraham Lincoln top hat kind of situation.
So, idea is the guy can't get hard and he uses his hat?
It's usually they're more meant for, guys who have smaller ones.
Holy
and so...
shit. Alan, you're just telling us this exists now? This
is
important.
Why I don't fuck with small dicks, but okay, let's move
this
on.
This seems so important. They've got attachable
so
dicks. Does the guy come in the fake dick?
They make some, I think, that are like that, where it's it's basically a male masturbator, and then the outside's a dildo.
I've had enough of this ridiculous.
I mean, it's like how they make things.
A lesbian at that point.
It's like how they make things where you can have two at the same time. It's a cock ring that's got a second edition so that you can do double penetration with one person.
Jesus, what in the fucking Christ is happening?
Alan, if you ever withhold this kind of information from us again, you're fired.
Yeah. I need to know about extensions.
All right. I've got to say, I can't just come into a situation and be like, hey, do you guys know about a penis extender?
Yes, you
can. That gets me thrown out.
Have you not been in our group chat long enough? You for sure can come in our group chat and say, do you know about a penis extender? Of course you can.
All right.
That's exactly what I need on my phone, is to have daddy telling me, do you know about the penis extender? Yeah. No, tell me more.
I'm afraid to do that because, like, earlier I texted what I thought was my dad and sent it to y'all. Yeah, I don't want it to be the opposite where I send my dad a penis extender and I have to have that conversation.
Pastor Waters will be just fine.
Yeah, I have a feeling Pastor Waters doesn't need it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, hit me with the next one. I gotta get off this extension, or I'm gonna need a minute.
Okay.
A cold shower.
So walk down the aisle or run for your life. She writes, "Homie works at Target."
No,
I don't know now.
General manager.
Target's got a good starting wage.
I don't know if it's for a fact. I want to say they have benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, they Target's do. One of the yeah. places. It's got pretty good starting pay.
And
it's
discounts.
And discounts at Target. I mean, come on, y'all.
All right, listen, I'm not going to knock somebody for working since I have an ex who doesn't work. So I'm gonna just support anybody who works in general.
Me too. I'm walking down the aisle.
Yeah, why not?
But you
also, probably a good percentage off Target. I'm in.
Yeah, in. 100%. And I get to visit him at Target?
Sure, for sure in.
Oh, let me come visit you on your lunch break, a.k.a. go shopping.
Yeah, let me see you in those khaki pants and red shirt.
Amazing.
Let's go. Next.
Can't tell if I'm in love or if it's the devil's dick.
Oh, bitch, I've been there.
I mean, I've been if there. You have to question it, I feel like you know the answer.
Mm. I don't know. Devil dick hits you real hard. Hits you real hard. It makes you question everything. Everything.
I'm running for your life now that you've said that, because I don't want you to marry that guy with the devil dick.
Listen, yeah, I
that
mean...
shit will fuck up your whole world. I'm going to run for your life, too.
Ew. It's been 3 years and he doesn't believe in gift giving anymore. What do I do?
I'm a not gift giver, so I'm walking down the aisle because I don't like giving gifts. I don't like getting gifts. I think it's super awkward, and some people buy you shit and you're like, what am I going to do with this?
Okay, but let me ask you this. This clearly is something that bothers her, and it sounds like it was his decision. He doesn't believe in it anymore, not her. So
I would run down the I would run away. But for me, I'm marrying.
Tracy. You're going to marry someone because they won't buy you stuff?
No, but that's
what a dream, man.
It's walk down the aisle, run for your life. I'm not running because I don't like gifts. I fucking don't. It's not my thing.
I mean, this is not something that you just can't, like, believe in. Like, you can't just be like, oh, guess what? We've been together 3 years. Now I don't believe in treating you well now. So, like, you can't just say
not
that.
Even no, it's not about treating you well. It's about, I think gifts are awkward. Like, I tell people that right off the bat. I'm like, listen, gifts freak me out. Like, please, my love language is not buying me gifts. I do not like it. It really freaks me out that I have to open it in front of you. Like, the anticipation of, am I going to like it? What's my face going to be? Like, I don't like any of the awkwardness and the, I don't know, like, anxiety of it all. I don't like it. I don't get gifts like that for, like, guys.
I'm going to say she should run away, because, like, it seems like.
You both are terrible at this game. It's walk down the aisle, run. It's run for your life.
She needs to run for her life, because it seems like she wants these things and he obviously isn't giving it. And then in the middle of her running, she needs to help Tracy across the street into the therapist's office.
Thank you.
Done. Next question. Oh my God. All right. Sorry. I keep giving like the all right. I decided to take a mental break and go away, and my man blocked me.
Wow.
It seems like you don't have anywhere.
Yeah, it looks like you don't have a man. So I'm going to run for your life on that one. He literally ghosted you. Not even a breadcrumb sight.
That's next level ghosting, right? Like, you can't even find his ass. Like, you just.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Poof.
If you walk down the aisle, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not supposed to be there.
Yeah. You're the only one showing up to that walk down the aisle.
All right, next question. We got arrested and he took all the blame. Walk down the aisle, run for your life.
What? Walk down the aisle? A man who's going to fucking take the blame for you? 100%.
It is romantic.
I ride or fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
I got a follow up, which is, how long is he in jail for?
Yeah, also conjugal visits. I'm down.
I've got a follow up. What did y'all do together? Getting arrested,
like,
together.
I want to know what the fuck you guys did.
It can't be that bad that, like, he took the whole fall. Mm. Because if it's that bad, the cops aren't going to be like, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're good to go. They, like, got caught having sex in public or something, I bet. And the guy was like, yeah, it was all me.
Yeah. Listen, I get it. I mean, I'm down for anyone who's going to take the rap for me, though.
Yeah. Same. Walk down the aisle. Doesn't let me go out with his friends, but he goes out with his. Huh?
I think that's my friends. Yeah, I think that it's meant to be my friends.
Uh-uh, run for your life.
Run for your
life. That's some shady narcissistic.
That's controlling as fuck. Yeah.
I am not here for it.
Okay, let's get through a few more, guys. Let's see.
On the opposite side, if it's like you want to be going out with his friends without him, why?
No, wait. Are we reading this right? Hold on.
It was either he won't let me come out with his friends.
No,
but
she's
he
saying
wants to come out with mine.
No,
or,
she's saying yeah, she's not allowed that. To have friends, but he can have
yes,
friends.
Yes, I agree. I don't think all of it's real bad.
Bad.
So I say run regardless.
Yeah, agree. Doesn't let me go out with my friends, but he goes out with his friends. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Big Sean made a song about this. It's called "I Don't Fuck With You."
Yep. You little pussy ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Soundbite.
Penetration.
All right, let's see. Hubby just bought me a range of snacks in bed because I'm hungover. He's a keeper. Yeah, dude, you married him. Next, hold on.
Bro, don't even ask me some shit like that.
Humble brag. What a humble brag.
Yeah, we get it. Your man's amazing. Oh, we get it. I don't have one.
Fiance has rheumatoid arthritis. It's like it's a Jersey word that's really hard to say. Arthritis?
Yeah.
Arthritis?
Arthritis.
Yeah, it's easy for you, Southern. It's harder for
say
us.
It out.
You want to say arthritis.
Arthritis.
Yeah,
arthritis. A-R-T-H.
But we say A-U for everything.
All right. My fiance has rheumatoid arthritis that leads to pain during sex.
All right. No, you got to stick with him for fucking sickness and in health, bro.
Yeah, like this is one of those situations. It's like a job.
Yeah.
You can't fire somebody because they have arthritis.
No, you don't do that. Can't leave him because he's sick. That's fucked up. He don't want to fuck you. That's different. But this man physically can't fuck you. That's not his problem.
Yeah.
But also work out maybe an open relationship.
It's not terrible advice. Okay.
Walk down the aisle with stipulations.
Yeah, this is a stipulation agreement, but yes.
All right, let's see what we got.
Give me your best three more. Give me like
okay.
Top-notch three.
I've been with my husband 11 years. But he flirts all the time, even though he denies it, and we have two kids together. Can I just say that, like, when you're with somebody, especially for that long, as minuscule as flirting sounds, it's detrimental. Like, that shit can, like, really damage you. And, like,
yes, but also you've been with them for so long, flirting is, like, so fucking harmless.
Yeah, but like, it makes you feel worthless. Like, you're just like, why is my...
I get it, but also you got to take it as, like, listen, people find my man attractive. Like, that's mine. Like, he's innocently flirting. He's not fucking anyone else. Like, you're with him. He's with you forever. Flirting is so fucking innocent.
I do agree that that's the mindset that I think everybody should have and not take it so personally. But I understand how it's hard not to.
I get it. It definitely fucks with you, especially if you're a jealous person. But I think that you got to be like, oh, look, like, someone's hitting on my man. Like, oh, my God, I get that. Like, forever. And, like, he's innocently flirting back with her. He's not trying to fuck her. He's trying to fuck him. Like, live a little. Like, let him live.
Can I add a third option to this game?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be basic communication?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the number one for everything, though.
If it's bothering you so much that he's flirting with someone else, or, like, flirting in general, be like, look, I miss this spark. Because, I mean, that's where the flirting's coming from. It's 100%
that
spark. So just talk about it. Find ways that you can flirt with one another like you used
to. You are never wrong.
Never wrong. Oh, how's this one for you guys? I'm not even sure what's happening here. All right. Ready to unpack this one? I fucked his sister's fiance.
So his brother-in-law.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You're the asshole. What could he have possibly done?
I fucked his sister's fiance, but then she wrote, I'm also getting divorced. But still, you're not divorced yet. That is wild.
I think everyone should run from you, sweetie.
She fucked her brother-in-law?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, can we talk to the guy you're with and make
sure...
Have
him run for his
life?
Yeah. We'll pay for his divorce settlement at this point.
I mean, like, once they're divorced, still iffy, but
she's trying to cause commotion in his family.
I was just going to say, that is, like, the family drama.
Right?
That is insane.
Wait, I'm just realizing that, like, this means that she fucked her boyfriend's sister's...
Yes.
Fiance.
And her boyfriend's brother-in-law, almost.
What's the fucking question? I'm so confused.
No, it's her husband's. It's her husband's sister.
Oh, listen, that's even worse.
Fiance.
It's legit brother-in-law. It's legit her brother-in-law.
So I think she's saying they're getting divorced. She slept with the fiance because they're getting divorced already.
There's no excuse.
But she still fucked with a fiance. He's getting married.
Like,
it's not okay.
At this point, that sister needs to come beat your ass. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. We love you.
We love you. Thanks for supporting us. Hope you listen to Patreon, but also get it together.
All right, we're going to end on this one because I really don't know where else to go from here.
Oh, God, make it good.
I'm with the... I really...
Say it,
Jess. Say it. Our listeners, I just want to say before we end the show that I love you guys so much. Like, you are my favorite fucking people. I'm with the guy of my dreams, and he took me to a rave on a leash and collar last night.
Wait, what?
Okay.
That's the kinkiest fucking thing I've heard from one of our viewers yet.
I'm with the guy of my dreams, and he took me to a rave on a leash and collar last night.
I'm going to go ahead and say you both need to run because you're both fucking psychotic.
Wait, I'm sorry. I just got a visual.
If you put a leash on me, I'm disgusting.
I just got a visual, though, where, like, she's... been like the second she put that leash on, like, she was on all fours wherever they went, like down the elevator at their house, like, you know, into the checking the ID. Yeah, she's on all floors. Let me see your ID down there.
And I'm a sex freak, and this is a whole lot of uncomfortable for me.
Alan, you're into this, right?
I'm not into it, but, like, I understand where
what
people are.
Okay,
like, I'm not that kind of dom. I'm never going to be the one that's like, hey, Rachel, can you wear a collar for me? But if you agreed to it, there's at least something there that you're like, okay, I like this.
I'm
like, especially if you went to the rave. Like, it'd be one thing if he put it on you and you were like, I don't like this. You then went to the rave.
He left the house.
We're at the rave, and then I presumably went back home.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, you could try running for your life, but you're only going to get like 3 or 4 feet at most, and then just yank back, apparently.
Guys, this conversation has me tapping out. I don't have a fucking leg to stand on.
And
here.
I no, like, we're...
That's unfortunate, because she had four.
Yeah, she had four. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
We're so distracted by the collar that we're just not even bringing up that she went to a rave in 2021. Are raves cool? Are they still a thing? What kind of music happens at a rave today?
I only heard collar and I stopped listening.
Skrillex.
On that note,
you know how the song starts?
Run for your life for me, and I'm actually running away from this conversation.
It's a walk down the aisle for me. Get it? Walk on all fours like a doggy. Go for a walk. Okay. Baddies.
That song starts with just like penetration.
Yep, it does. Baddies, this has been real. I also am so fucking worried for half of you.
Mm-hmm. We will maybe see you next Tuesday. I don't know if we can recover from this one.
I love you all. Please get severe help and find Jesus.
Yeah, and check your man's beard and hat situation first before you fall in love.
Love you, PSA. Much. Bye.
Bye, Alan.
Penetration.
You guys, I fucking hate you so much.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. All right, baddies. For those of you that followed us on Patreon, patreon.com/bad examples, this little extra bonus is for you. Trey, take it away.
Shout out to a bunch of you baddies. I love you so much. We're going to start with Jennifer Franklin.
Gabriella Colleen, Colin Dres,
Alicia Purcell,
Marilyn Amado,
Shelby Chapin,
Jenna Lee, which is definitely a poor name.
For sure, I love it. Chris Thomas is also a poor name.
Leanne Stewart, ooh.
That's a Southern Belle. We got Stacey Stahol, or Shawl.
Stacey Stahol.
Which I'm loving.
It's a good one. Angelica Pagnazzi.
DJ.
Nicey. That's a nice name.
Nisi Lou.
Oh, Nisi Lou.
Erica Huron.
April Moreland.
April Moreland. She sounds like, talk about someone from the South.
Yeah, for sure.
She probably lives on the Waters property.
She is not, definitely not from Jersey, like Michelle Traglia.
Michelle Troglia. Aisha Avalos Colio.
Megan McGillivray.
Defend Pretty. That ain't a name.
Defend Pretty is a company where they give you like a mace for your keychain. I know for sure.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. I love Yvette's name. That's beautiful.
Lucy
Garlic.
Garlic.
Sierra Ryan Porn.
Daisy Sosa.
Standard Vanessa. We got it.
Jessica Goddard.
Vivian Ortiz.
Lauren MacArthur.
Famous, for sure. Leslie Clement. Clement.
I definitely saw that as cement, but that's cool.
Okay, you're doing great, sweetie.
Colleen Martin.
Kate Miller.
Gabriella Pichardo.
Brianna Chamberlain, which is super famous, for sure.
Aspen.
Coolest name I've ever heard. Bye, Felicia Gray.
Syria. Sierra Grubar.
It's definitely Carmella not D'Amico. Syria.
Carmella D'Amico is one of maybe my new favorite names.
Whitney Hubbard.
We know a Hubbard. Jane DeHaro.
Susanna.
Gabby Leon.
Ashley Parada.
Amy Martinez.
Jayla Jeffrey.
Our favorite, Shauna Chantanouf.
Shauna Chantanouf, welcome back.
Fucking famous.
John S.
John S.
That sounds fake. Jada Morabito. More libido is more like it.
Jada More Libido.
I'm loving that name, but.
Camille Romero.
And Tanya, spelled T Y N Y A. So you fancy, huh?
Tanya.
I've never heard a Y make an O sound before.
No, but I'm loving it. I'm here for it. And I love you, baddies.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough for supporting us on Patreon. This is how the show exists and all this extra content. And if you want to hear more, if you want to see videos, go to patreon.com/badexamples right now. Right now. Party time. Right, Tracy? I can hear you ready to rock. She's gone. Did we lose her?
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to block out the music. Love you, baddies.
Bye, baddies. Thanks again.
Bye.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.